Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, woo! Thank you so much for being patient. We're totally going to start now.
And anybody who doesn't have a chair, we're so sorry.
That mic
my
doesn't...
goodness.
Is that mic on?
There's is this mic on?
There's a spare one
it's
here.
It's just quiet. It's fine.
It's now covered in water.
Yeah, okay.
My
but
bad.
It's right next to us, and that's pretty... And I think it's three chairs on top of each other.
Yeah, so two are good.
That's
so, yeah,
pretty good.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming. This is our first ever interstate live show. Woo!
Woo!
So thank you all for coming out.
Yeah.
And thank you to us for coming to Sydney.
Yeah.
Good on us.
It's been a journey. Your city is strange and foreign.
Oh, I've never felt more like a soft Melbourne boy than wandering around and seeing like ibises shitting on cars.
Can someone explain why you have so many giant birds?
Is there
Have pigeons. You seem to have two birds that are pests.
The birds that you have as pests are too large. It's like having a chicken as a pest. You're like, no, a pest bird has to be roughly pigeon-sized.
But,
these are too big.
One ruined our car, so that was nice.
Yeah, it's been a time.
Yeah.
The bird? Because the bird was in a tree, so it was hard to...
It was messy, man.
It was not good.
Like,
unpleasant.
One third of the back windshield was previously glass and is now shit.
So, Thrifty are going to be happy with that.
Yep.
Anyway, to start things off tonight, all right, we're going to do something that's not plumbing the death stuff first, but we'll get to that, we promise. So, if you're a Patreon, you might know this show. It's a special show called...
Jackson Bailey's Spooks America. Anybody? That is far more of a response than I was expecting most people to be like, what?
Who is Jackson
Batman?
Bailey?
Fuck off.
All right, so we're going to do that as like a opening act, I guess. We're our own support.
Shut up, Douchey. You're explaining. Jack, go.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jackson Bailey. And welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
And I'm Joel Dusha, usually replacing Joel Zammett, who is here tonight.
Woo!
And I'm Joel Zammett, filling in for Adam Cannavale.
Who... is often on it as well.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about an Australian cold case. So it's a murder, I guess. Spooky.
And as you can kind of hear, the ambient music real suits that.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Atmospheric as. It's called the Somerton Man. Or the Tam and Shud case. You ever heard of that? Anybody?
Yeah. Tam and Shud.
People. Murder fans.
I guess before we go any further, everyone can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Right at the back?
You guys in the back?
No, that's not good.
That's not great.
A little bit louder now.
Yeah.
How about now? How about now? Okay.
Is the distortion better or worse?
We'll just yell a bit more.
What if we just, what do you call it?
Hang on, now we got no, what?
Okay. Project.
Enunciate?
No, project is what I was after.
All right. If you're at the back and you can't hear us, just like let us know and we'll try and sort that out. We are like
just complex hand signals. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a sound man, Justin. So.
Woo. There you go.
So if things go good, it's entirely us, and if things go bad, it's Justin's fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the show.
Back to the, I think you said back to the joke. Back to the joke. Dead people. So, this murder took place in 1943 in a place called Somerton. It's a beach in Adelaide. And it's still unsolved to this day. Nobody knows who the person was or how they died. So they were found on a beach, dead. unconscious? No, they were gone. Unlit cigarette in their hand.
Lit or unlit?
Unlit. It was unlit, cigarette in their hand, lying in the beach, legs out in front of them, wearing a suit, very square face, and he just had like a real square face. You can look up a photo of him. You've like, got phones.
Is the square face...
It's not relevant. He just had a square face.
Thank you.
And what makes it notable, I suppose, other than the fact that we don't know who he was or how he died, is that in the pocket of his jeans, like in the cuff of his jeans, he had this little scrap of paper, which had written on it, Tamun Shud, which is, I think, a Turkish saying, potentially, which means finished or ended. So people were like, who is this man that has died on the beach? Can you, it's classic, opinions are in the box under the table,
yep.
As always.
Okay, so...
What do you reckon? Okay, from that information alone, what's going on?
Unlit cigarette,
so wearing a
someone's,
suit.
Someone's like, all right, you're going to die. Have a last cigarette. He's like, thank you. Like, but then he died like, fuck you, dickhead. So, like, just got one more over him.
Yeah.
Do they know? So they don't know why how he died.
So the autopsy, his internal organs had all swollen, and they were like, well, that's fucking
snake
weird.
Bite?
There was no snake bite found on him. So
he was on a
not
beach,
a snake
yeah?
Bite. He was on a beach, yeah. His internal organs were all swollen.
Sea snake.
His last meal had been a... Sea snake swam out of the sea, got him, swam back in. Sneaky, sneaky sea snake.
You gotta keep an eye on them.
Can sea snakes even go out of the sea?
Yes. Some of them. No, I don't know. Why did you trust me?
I like how snakes can swim.
No.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of eels. I was thinking of eels. His last meal had been a pasty.
Oh, that's good.
Which is great and very Australian. And what people think is that the pasty might have been poisoned. But they don't know what of. So that's
all right. So
the assumed cause of death is poisoning.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with.
I say this like I've got like the answer on my sleeve. Like I'm like, okay, smug. Okay. I don't. Who knows?
So clearly, what state was he found in?
Adelaide.
So clearly there
that's
was
not a, state,
a,
but Adelaide.
Well, here we are.
South Australia for those playing at home.
All right. So how about this? Theory one.
Okay.
Is sure. That now we all know that South Australia breeds a lot of murderers and serial killers.
Uh-huh.
Correct. That's what I know of them. And
that's
I'm assuming that's correct.
Is anyone from South Australia?
So we're right.
Murderer.
Watch out for him.
Rodeo. Right.
So murder town. They've gone to it like a nice little humble murder town.
Rodeo.
Where it's like some kind of friendly nan is behind like a counter being like, oh, have you have him a pasty?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'll have one. And then he eats it. And he's like, it's delicious. What's in it? And she's like, cyanide. Psych. And he's like, damn, well, I'm going to have a last cigarette to celebrate my life.
I'm going to crawl to the beach.
And then he
lie down and be like, I'm done, but fuck getting help.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out a cigarette and not light it and just die.
Yeah. Like, he was
okay.
Gonna,
solid theory.
I like that the unlit cigarette seems to be the thing bothering you most. You're just like, he just wanted a cigarette.
Like, as a former smoker, like.
Why is it this good question?
You kind of want the.
Why is it unlit?
That?
What do you reckon?
Well.
Yeah, what's your thoughts?
I reckon the key is also the unlit cigarette.
Oh, God. Okay.
But I reckon poison filter. Put it in his mouth, got him good.
That's interesting.
Mm.
Because, and here's a fact I barely remember. So, the cigarettes are of a specific brand, right?
Yeah.
The one
Lucky
that
Strikes?
Had, huh?
Lucky
I
Strikes?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Camels.
But they're really cheap. It's a really cheap cigarette.
Yeah.
Right? Huh?
Keep going.
Who knows? Shut up.
Winnie Blues. Let's just call it that.
Winnie Blues. So it's a Winnie Blue, right? But at the time, because of wartime rationing in that area, people would take another kind of cigarette packet. It was only assumed to be Winnie Blues because that's the cigarette packet he had on him.
Yeah.
But in wartime rationing, people would take more expensive cigarettes and put them in that so that they didn't have to give them up or something to that effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's another kind of cigarette, some kind of like fancier cigarette that is easier to poison. So there's a theory that the pasty was not poisoned.
Hang on, how a cigarette...
I don't know. What do you mean
by some cigarettes are more easy to poison? And I will keep pontificating with my glass of water and get someone wet.
I'm real unhappy that I brought up this fact. All right. I cannot back myself.
I'm also going to do everyone a favor. What? I was going to... Yeah, okay. Yep. You're talking a lot more than me. This microphone's way louder than yours.
All right.
Let's do a little swap.
A little swap-de-do. That's going to be fun to edit.
Yeah.
Will fun. I?
It's well, yeah.
Changed. Yeah.
Yeah. No, good. Perfect. So, yeah, that's the idea that maybe the cigarette was poisoned. Again, I'm not going to explain how some cigarettes can get more poison than others.
I guess it's magic.
I couldn't explain how you put cigarette in a poison to begin... I mean, poison in a cigarette to begin with. But, like, hey, here we are.
Syringes.
Rightio. So you...
That's an answer. You're just going to ignore it.
There you go. Jell's Amit.
You're old enough.
Victoria, not South Australia.
So, then we get some more business happening. Roughly a day later, they find this suitcase at a railway station.
Yeah.
In the suitcase, judging by like a thread or some shit, they connect it to the Somerton Man. I think it was like he had this specific thread that you can only get in America, and it was the same thread he used to fix his jacket that they found on the beach. So they're like, oh, okay, it's his case.
All right.
Of all the items of clothing in the briefcase, the suitcase, only three of them have a name on them. Thomas Keane. Uh-huh. They're like, okay, sure.
Well, but his name.
They're the only pieces of clothing. The other ones have their names all torn off.
Uh-huh.
Like any tag or anything like that. So they assume that these were the only, like it was written on like the inside of the jacket. So they're like, oh, they couldn't take it off these ones, but they probably wanted to.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
So he was fully clothed, chilling on the beach, legs crossed.
Yep.
Unlit cigarette. Zammit's upset.
Yep. Yes.
And yes. all the tags on his clothes on his body were missing.
Yep. But then in the suitcase that they found three items of clothing that did have a name, but they were, I don't know really how this works, but they were the only items of clothing where you couldn't remove the name from them. So like, I don't know what really that means.
Written, I'm assuming real strong stitches. Real strong.
I don't really know what that implies. And they also found in it a copy of this book of poems called the Rubaiyat something. Anyway, Taman Shud, the little note that they found in his pocket, was from that book of poems, right? And it's at the very end of a very specific version of this book of poems.
Yep.
The one they found in the briefcase didn't have the last line, Taman Shud, torn out.
Yep.
So they're like, well, there's another copy of this book of poems circulating somewhere that has the bottom part ripped out, the phrase Taman Shud written down. Yeah. And if we find that, we can figure out who the fuck this guy is.
Is it a rare book?
It's an incredibly rare book.
So maybe.
Yep.
It was like a feud between book collectors.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
And this guy had one of them and the other one had the other. And it's kind of like, well, if I ruin one, then why would they leave the other? Never mind.
So you're saying, was your theory that there's two book collectors, one of them steals the other's book?
Yes.
Rips it. That's what?
Zammit, it makes way more sense if they're librarians.
There you go.
He's got me
good. A librarian and a man who forgot to re-borrow the book.
Yep. I sea snake.
And we got a lot of
you cracked it, boys. You cracked it. You did it.
Scotland Yard, you're welcome.
So.
Call it in.
Then. Call it in. So then they trace the book of poems.
Yeah.
With the name torn out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, hey, what?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Then they're doing some like looking into the book of poems in his briefcase.
Yeah.
And what do they find?
Uh-huh.
But the indentation of a cipher. So like he's written it down and they don't have him writing it down.
So it's a code.
Oh my God. Can a man get a word out?
Have you heard our show?
So like on the other side, like he's written it on a page, torn the page out, but they can see on the other side the indentation of what he's written. So what he's written is a phone number. And a cipher of some variety.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows what the cipher is. They can't uncover it.
Did they call the number?
What? Yes, they did call the number.
What number?
What?
You said he had the number.
Ah, right. I was thinking about cipher. I was like, that's words,
God
you
damn
idiot.
It.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
So they call the number, and it's this woman who lives in South Australia.
Yeah.
And they're like, bloody done it. We got it. They go over to her house, and they find that she has a book.
Uh-huh.
Hey! However, it doesn't have the bottom page torn out.
So there's a third rare book.
No, but it gets well fucked up from here, so.
What? All right.
And they start chatting to her, right? And they were like, where'd you get this book?
Yeah.
And she's like, I got it from, and it's like this same rare copy of the book.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got it from a guy named Thomas Haskell, right?
Yeah.
And I forget how they do it, but they get a description.
Uh-huh.
They show her the body,
uh-huh.
And she's like, "There,
Thomas,
there he is. That's Thomas Haskell, right?"
Uh-huh.
And then,
yeah,
like 5 years later, they track down Thomas Haskell, a minor in Queensland.
Oh.
And they're like, how? What? And he's like, I don't know the guy on the beach, but somehow he had my number written in a book. And he had the same book that this guy, Thomas Haskell, in Queensland.
So the miner had the rare book as well.
Yeah. So that's the book that the woman had.
So there's is there three or four books?
There's three books.
And two of them say Tom and Shud, one of them doesn't, but they can't find the one that doesn't have Tom and Shud written on it.
Exactly.
But they found that piece of paper in Old Maid's pocket.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
I keep getting sucked in because it sounds like you're taking me to the conclusion.
But I'm not.
But I know it's unsolved. Like, I know this case kind of a bit.
Yeah. It's currently to this day unsolved. So with the new information,
yeah,
What do we think? You got new information. What's here? Okay. What?
Three okay. librarians,
each with a deadly sea snake.
So the minor Thomas Haskell.
Thomas Haskell. Yeah,
Thomas Haskell.
So the minor.
So has he got any connection with these two?
The only connection is that he knew this woman and he gave her the book.
So he had the book begin with.
No, but not the dead man's book.
So he had a different book.
Yeah, the same book, but a different copy.
Let me try from the beginning.
All right. Actually, I don't know.
Well, let Dusha try from the beginning.
From
I guess.
My understanding, Joel Zammit, because I've been paying attention and you clearly have not.
Clearly have not. Still thinking about that unlit cigarette.
I really am.
It's like, fuck, a wasted cigarette.
Why didn't he smoke it?
Alright.
If you were a good CSI, you would have lit that cigarette and seen what happened.
No,
you would have given it to a chimp.
If you were
a good CSI agent, you would have given that to a chimp.
If you were
lit that cigarette and observed what happened.
Well, it was the 60s.
Like, it's the 40s.
The 40s.
You're like at the crime scene, you go to a bloody dial for like payphone because it's a 40. Yeah. You're like, hey. So we got a cigarette. Yep, that's right. Send the chimp.
Yep.
I'm just calling HQ for the CSI chimp, they're gonna bring it down.
He comes in.
Got a cigarette you need to smoke.
Happens. He's like,
bring in the chimp.
Yeah. They get a chimp real addicted to nicotine. He'll smoke a cigarette if you need that done for whatever reason. Go on.
Alright, so our mate was found on a beach wearing a suit, his name was torn out of all of his articles of clothing.
Yep.
There was a piece of paper in his pocket that said Tom and Shud.
Yes.
His feet were crossed, he had an unlit cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
Zammit's upset.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Yes.
They then found a book in his luggage that they tracked that was his book from his bag because it matched the stitching that was on his jacket.
Yes.
That had a name in it.
Uh-huh.
It also had a book which had clearly been used as a cipher because they could see it on the piece of paper, on the books.
Yeah.
But that was a copy of the book that Tom and Shud could have been taken from, but this copy
wasn't. Yes, you're doing good.
So that's two books.
Yep.
They find a phone number in this book or bag.
In the book.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had written it in the book and then torn out the page, they can see the indentation.
Yeah, indentation. Got it good. CSI, did their job.
smoke a chimp.
Yep. Did the miner look like the dead guy at all?
No, hang on.
Mildly, but we'll get to that.
All right. And then they're like, got her good. Whoever's number this is killed the man.
Yep.
We've got no evidence except the fact that a dead man has his phone number. And I'm assuming you must have done it.
Must be her.
That murdered, you write the number of the person that killed you. Yes, correct.
Yeah, that's just protocol. Yep.
I'm going to write 911. Get the cops. I have to arrest the cops.
Exactly.
It'll be cop anarchy.
All emergency services are going down.
Are you killed in America?
No.
All right.
Just taking down the fire department, police department, and the hospitals of
for
America.
The states.
Got them good.
All right.
But yeah, okay. So phone number's in the book. They call the number. They're like, you did it. And she's like, what? Did what? I bought a book. And then they're like, what? We're going to come over. Then they go over.
Yep.
And then they're like,
pop round.
Play pop round with photos of dead lad being like,
this him? And she's like, looks like him.
And she was like, I bought a book from him. He's got a square face.
Yeah.
I forgot that before. Square face.
Square face. Same square face.
Yeah.
Yes. It came back.
Anyway. She's like, well, that's a real square face. And I bought a book off a man with a real square face. It must be the same man.
She was given the book, but yeah, you're good.
Okay. And then they're like, all right.
Yep.
Old Got mate it. Must be him. We did it.
Solve the case. Who killed him? Who knows? Doesn't matter. As long as we know
who
it is.
We know the guy is. That's great. And then they find him.
Find him. And oh, no. He's mining in Queensland. They're like, you ain't dead? He's like, what? Not even a bit.
Except for all the miners long, in which case I'm probably a bit dead.
I'm going to die soon, but like not now.
It's the 40s. If a war doesn't kill me, black will. Long will.
Did he have a twin?
No.
Damn.
I mean, as far as they can tell, no.
Well, there goes my...
Imagine we solve this case right here. We're just like, oh, shit.
We did it. We dropped the mics and go. Just leave.
All right. Ed Grissom to a show.
All right.
Okay, so...
Is that all the information we got so far?
Yes. Yeah? Yes. That's all the information I've given you.
Yeah, right, I did it.
You did it. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Well done. Woo! Right.
Okay. I still got nothing. Go on.
Okay. Do you share any theories?
Oh, the pasty. I forgot about the pasty.
He'd eaten a pasty. The only thing they found in his stomach was a pasty.
He was just a hungry boy before he died. It's fine.
The only thing they found in his stomach was a pasty and blood.
Oh, fuck. I know this case. No, you forgot something that makes it super, super weird. Someone walked past him when he was still alive, chilling on the beach.
Oh, that's right. They did. I fucked up. That did happen. Yeah.
They did it.
Well, I mean, of course.
No, because
that's the assumption.
They walked past and he was reading the book. Like, he was sitting on the beach reading the book.
See, I don't know if I trust your memory of this case, because you also told me that his brain got bleached. Didn't happen.
No, it's because there's a song and it says something about... I got confused. That's fine.
But
good song.
Somebody...
All right.
What? Oh, okay.
Is there a beeping?
That's just speed dating. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good on him. Good luck to you. You look like you were about to say something, but you just didn't.
Okay.
Anyway.
So someone found him, walked by, the blood in his stomach.
What
vampire.
I heard is that people saw him carry... Well, okay, so what I read was
Maybe he was walking, and then he sat down. I don't know. Tell me.
I was trying. So what I read was that people saw from, like, nearby, another person carrying the dead man, the Somerton man, on their shoulders. Now, I'm sure that means they were just slung over fireman style and not like a
piggyback.
Child. Getting a piggyback ride, because that would make the case all the more stranger. And they're just like, somebody was piggybacking him around the beach.
Look, his now last final moments, he wanted a pasty, a bit of childlike revelry, and a cigarette by eating it the last one, because he's like, too much fun.
Just let me hop on your shoulders, and then you can kill me wherever. I don't mind.
Last request.
So.
Yes.
The last couple pieces of information.
Uh-huh.
Right here. So, the body of the Somerton man was very interesting, muscles-wise.
Whoa.
Okay?
What muscles were big and what were little?
I can't give you specific muscle densities.
Legs. Big or little?
They were big.
Big or little?
Big. Big legs.
Arms.
Little.
Oh.
Neck.
Neck.
Little. Little neck, little arms, big legs.
Tough fella. Good at kicks.
I thought you were going to say top. Big. So,
yes. Uh-huh.
His body was characteristic of a ballerina.
Oh.
Yeah. Bloody another piece of the puzzle.
Was he Russian?
He swanned himself. Easy.
Huh?
Was he Russian?
Nobody knows where he was. Who he was. They know he was on the beach. Nobody
was it 40s?
Huh?
40s, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1940.
Seven.
Eight.
He survived the war. Good on him.
Good on him. Well done. What Cold War hasn't happened yet?
No.
Damn.
About to.
That happened in the 60s.
Well, about to. Well, relatively.
Yeah, what were Russia doing in 48?
I don't know. Anyone know?
what happening?
Someone say Berlin.
All right. So, some kind of sneaky, like, Black Widow-esque ballet murder guy.
Uh-huh.
The Cold War did start in 1945, apparently.
Bam. Sick.
All right.
So cheers, mate.
Sorry. Here.
Resident Cold War expert.
He killed it.
Gotta have one.
Yep. So some kind of Cold War Soviet spy?
Well, that is one theory that he
Bullshit.
Was...
Bullshit. Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Sick.
There were a lot of actual Russian spies in Australia at the time.
Why?
Just sneaky spying as espionage. He just got to be everywhere.
That's so like the Americans, but Australia.
Yeah, what?
Wait, were they...
The show. What?
They were Russian spies.
Oh, the show. Yes. Yeah.
Sneaky sleeper agents.
Oh,
not
wait.
Sleeper agents necessarily.
Did he look Russian?
What?
Wait.
Do Russians have square faces?
Is that
Some
a racist question?
Is anyone of Russian descent here?
How no. square's your face?
No, you're good. It's good face.
Not that square.
All right.
So,
All right.
There was a genetic study done of the fella.
Yeah.
Right? And he had this specific, some business with his ears. You know, some people have like a...
Wrong ears?
Yes. But also...
To
you know,
which
like,
one?
You know when like an ear's got like a line across there? That business?
Do I have it?
A bit.
Oh, that's all right.
No, not as much.
All right.
It's this bit, which I'm just going to touch out of nowhere. But it's like when it gets real pronounced.
Okay.
Do I have it?
Yes.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Like my ears.
How there's like the two lines.
Yeah, the two lines.
Clearly. Yeah.
Descendant.
So, apparently, there's only like 0.2% of people in the world that have that genetic. Hey, well done. Yeah. That's good ass.
Uh-huh. Great
for me. And the Somerton man had this specific thing that happened to his ear.
Yeah.
That's the closest I got to like where he was from. That's all they know. They're
that's
like,
not that... where he was from.
No, but
at
it,
all.
It narrows him down to a specific group of people, the by ear people.
So then where does that narrow
it doesn't
down
narrow,
to?
It doesn't narrow it down like...
At all, really.
So we know that genetic like marker or whatever. So
yeah.
In our records of people, we just find people with that genetic marker.
And
don't check
your
you.
Phone.
No, I was checking the time, not my phone.
Fine.
I don't care about messages.
Okay. Yeah,
all my friends are here.
True.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's it. Yeah, that's,
right,
that's
I'm going to go with, he was, only because you said ballerina.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Cold War spy.
Or it was ballerina or like a long distance runner. Apparently they're the same muscles. I don't know. I'm not a muscle expert.
Nah, long distance runner would have weaker arms than a ballerina.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
Don't talk shit about ballet, mate.
Yes.
Still going to go with Russian spy.
I think Russian spy is a very good explanation, especially since that the, like, aside from cause of death, which they're like, oh, probably poisoning, but, like, we couldn't tell you for sure.
Yeah.
The fact that they could never identify the guy, and they tried, and they're still trying to this day. There are still people still, nobody's actively doing it, but it's still considered
someone is.
Well, like, nobody's like, there are, like, professors and stuff out there. Giving it a squiz.
When every I day, wake just up like... every morning, I look at this square face, I will find
who
your
the
killer.
Fuck were you?
Who were you?
But there are professors still investigating it. It's just that it's like nobody's, there's no cops looking into it. They're like, well, it's still considered an open case, though,
all
in
right,
Australian right. police right, rules right, or whatever.
Right. Okay, look.
Yep.
Pasties is explained.
No, hang on.
Did
Hungry
we
boy.
Explain that? Okay, he's a pasty.
Hungry boy.
Yeah, good.
He's a ballet, and you think Russian spy.
He's a ballet guy, and he's Russian spy, does ballet. Ballet yep. is a very intensive thing. You got to be very fit. You got to eat.
Fair.
You're hungry.
Yeah.
But why would he smoke though? Why would he smoke?
I don't know. Right. It's your theory.
It was the 40s. Smoking was good for your T-zone.
Everybody smoked. It's great.
It was good then. Yeah.
Plus, he didn't smoke
healthy.
It. He didn't smoke
he
it.
He didn't smoke. Okay. Wait.
That
how
was
are
the
his
whole
lungs?
Thing. His lungs. They were full of blood. All of his organs were full of blood.
No, well, like smoker's lungs and non-smoker's lungs.
I don't know. Everyone had smoker's lungs. It was the 40s.
Yeah.
So, I still go with Russian ballet spy.
But let's go through them. So, Pasty, hungry.
Hungry
from
boy.
All the ballet he'd been doing.
Yes.
Radio. A little bit of a ballet on the beach.
Yeah, some beach ballet. No, but then who's the fella carrying him over his shoulders?
His partner in ballet.
They were practicing.
But practicing then, ballet!
Where'd that guy go?
Home.
Was he? So your theory is
back
they were doing
home,
ballet.
Back
were,
to Russia.
They were attempting a routine.
Got to go yeah. back to motherland.
On the beach.
Yes.
And then, oh no, Mios Dios, it's gone wrong.
Look. Okay, look. They're a ballet duo.
So it's like,
yes.
Ivan. Tonight, how about in Adelaide, we
yes.
go down to beach
yes.
and we
yes,
practice routine
you practice,
together.
I leap in air, you catch me, and they leap
I
in
would
air,
like pass
he
me
catch
beforehand.
You. But unfortunately, because he was doing some espionage bullshit,
okay.
had some poison in his on his hands,
uh-huh.
and as he catched him, and he slipped and accidentally put his thumb in his mouth, and that's how he died.
So wait, are you suggesting that game. His ballet partner killed him?
Accidentally, though.
And then was like, have a last cigarette.
Oh, no,
I'm
this
go
is
home.
Not good. You have cigarette? I goodbye.
So.
Wait till you hear my theory.
Zamet's theory is just like a
Sound?
Narrative he's invented. I guess just something he's like, this is a neat story, I guess. So,
yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening to
well,
you.
Well, okay. Zamet's story made me think quite a lot.
Okay, all that's right, good.
So this guy, Tom and Shud.
Yep.
He's
not
pro-
his name, but sure.
Mr. Shud.
Yep.
All right. So he's a ballet dancer.
He has ballet dancers.
He's
muscles.
A ballet dancer or a long distance runner.
Yep. Ballet dancer, as we've established.
He's doing espionage.
Mm-hmm.
He's traveled
Maybe.
To Adelaide recently because his bag was at the airport.
Yep.
That's so many things for one man to be doing. Probably just lost the will to live and was like, fuck this. And breaking point, put in a cigarette. Realized he'd never lied to, was like, nah, I'm done. And then, just through sheer will, sheer willpower, he was just like, nah, clenched real hard, all his organs burst, filled with blood. Easy.
Here, here. You cracked it.
And his party was probably shithouse as well, and that just wrecked everything.
Exactly, because South Australians do not make good pasties.
Can we start that as like a cultural stereotype? Never have a pasty from South Australia.
It's just gross.
Bloody garbage. Yeah. I like to imagine people in like a nearby cafe to the beach just hearing like a...
Fuck this pasta!
Pop. Just... That's weird.
That was a weird one.
But then how do you explain, with both of your explanations, how do you explain the copy of the Book of Poems being just spread across the
beach?
That's a coincidence. Irrelevant to the case.
You're just focusing on one element and that you is... base a whole thing around it.
Yes.
I mean, like, again, it's like I'm talking shit, but I don't have an answer. It's not like I'm going to be like,
your
and you're
theory?
Both wrong. No, because you could be right. I don't know.
I think mine's closer.
Well, I mean, I like the idea that he was a spy that was poisoned. Because that's like, when you boil it down, you're like, I guess that makes the most sense. But also, like, if he was poisoned by other spies,
yeah.
or by the baddies, whatever.
Partner?
Why would you just leave him on the beach?
Well, I mean, like, they didn't crack the case, so who cares? You know what I mean? Like, the guy who like, killed him got the, away
yeah,
with it.
I mean, like, well it done. Worked.
No, like, he... And, like, imagine if they buried the body yeah. and there's, like, fingerprints or some shit.
Like, not only did it worked real well.
Like,
but put yourself for a second. I agree with you. He did it. Good on him. But put yourself in the... Props to that guy.
Yeah, all right.
He got the Summoning Man.
Yeah, all right.
But
okay.
put yourself
yeah.
in the minds of a cage... A Australian...
Yuri? No.
Whatever.
So, Australian?
You're, yeah, because he's a Russian spy.
Shane.
Yeah. Kev.
Can I go by Big Kev?
Yeah. Shane and Big Kev, and you're like, we got to get this fella yeah. down at the beach in some down right. at Summerton Beach.
We got to do in a bloke.
We got to yeah. do him in, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see him buy a pasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, got him. What's your next step?
Shoot the pasty with a poison dart.
Okay, he eats the pasty and dies. What do you do now? He's like,
carry
uh-oh.
Him to the beach.
Carry him to the beach.
And
cross
then
his legs.
Just dump him
on my shoulders. That's the Big Kevin, Tom and Sean. That's the person who's like, oh, they're just
That's
having a nice
guys.
Time.
That's those guys. They're doing it. Yeah.
Got him.
So you're like, you shoot the pasty, he dies. You're like, sorry, fella, pasty seller. He's all right. Yeah, pick him up. Oh, old mate. Let me just chuck him
mate.
On his shoulders, take him down to the beach.
No.
Mate, you say, hey, sorry, I'm the pasty salesman.
Okay, so
that's how we got him.
No, and also, no.
Poison pasty.
Or you look at the pasty seller and be like, octopus was a bit shit, wasn't it? Got him good. And then just like joke about how the parsi killed him. And then the guy
the parsi seller's gonna be like, great one.
All right.
What a good joke.
Then we high five.
By round of applause, who thinks it was a ballet spy?
All right.
All right.
All right.
Sheer will. I'll concede.
I cracked the case.
I mean, we did it again, boys.
You may spook America, but I get things done.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
Get spooked, America.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code program.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.